From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A new U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire continues to largely hold in Syria, with no fatalities reported in the first full 24 hours. Mark Toner's a U.S. spokesman.
So we have seen some reports of sporadic violence, but thus far the arrangement as a whole seems to be holding, and the violence is lower in comparison to previous days and weeks.
Speaking in Geneva Tuesday, the U.N. Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said a relief convoy is ready to move on to the embattled city of Aleppo, fulfilling another aspect of the deal, delivering aid to besieged civilians.
WFP, which is the main logistical and organization linked to the convoys, is ready with 20 trucks. They are loaded and ready.
If the truce holds for a week, the U.S. and Russia will establish a joint integration command, or JIC, to coordinate airstrikes against jihadist groups not covered by the truce. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Harrigan is commander of the U.S. Air Force's Central Command.
The important key to remember right now is we will continue to do prudent planning with respect to any implementation, but the reality is we have to get through six more days of the Russians and the regime doing the right thing.
It's hoped the deal will last long enough to permit a resumption of talks on the country's political future. For the first time since plunging into chaos in 1991, Somalia hosted a regional summit of African heads of state. The Somali foreign minister said it symbolizes his country's reconstruction. They discussed Somalia's upcoming parliamentary and presidential elections. Amina Mohamed is Kenya's foreign affairs secretary.
It welcomed the federal government of Somalia's commitment to a credible, transparent, inclusive electoral mechanism towards a peaceful and democratic transition.
This is VOA News.